Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes here. We're looking at Erevin 77, talking about making the load easier for your fellow. Rav Yochanan follows his own reasoning in the matter, the Gemara says, for when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babylonia, to Bavel, he reported the name following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, and when it says he came, the notes point out, it's given in the context of reporting Rav Yochanan's views. Since Rav Yochanan lived in Israel, the Amoraim who came from Israel to Bavel reported his teachings to the member of the Bavel academies. So regarding an area less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim that is situated between a Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, and Rishus HaYachid, the private domain, it's permissible for people in the adjoining Rishus HaRabim, as well as people in the adjoining Rishus HaYachid, to adjust their loads on it. Meaning, to shoulder, literally, the notes point out, that is to rest their loads on this area, reposition them for easier carrying, provided they do not exchange their loads, transfer them from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, or reverse via this exempt area. The idea to pinpoint, to focus on, is the idea of adjusting load, making things a little easier on someone else, making something a little less stressful for something else. And it's not even the big case the Torah mentions. When you see the donkey on the way, your friend's donkey, and even, quote-unquote, your enemy's donkey, you should go and help them. You should lighten the load. You should help them. Surely you shall help them. Surely shall you surely help them. Really, the word is using, if they're falling on the way, the donkey, or the donkey is falling down. And the side point is, if you have to choose between your friends and your enemies, you actually should help your enemies first. Of course, we shouldn't even have enemies. A famous phrase from my dad, you should even shouldn't even have enemies, just people that you like a little less. You should like everyone. Ahavat Chinam would be the way to bring back the Beit HaMikdash, maybe on small level, to counteract sin of chinam. But when you're seeing people on the way, whether it's the donkey or something's happening, or there's a lot of load, someone's carrying 100 packages, they can't do it, run over, rush over to help in any way. And if someone needs your help, whether they're going through different things or whatnot, try to help them in any way you can. For example, if someone's taking over your client list or your case list or your caseload, they're taking over the kids, try to help them in a way. Share the information you had with them to lighten their load, to adjust their load. Not even just a donkey. Not even if they're walking in the way from their car. Not even if they're going back from the grocery store, which of course you should. You should surely lighten and help the load for them. Even any aspect in their life, if you could help them, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a therapist, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, anything in any way someone's working with you and you could lighten the load for them, do so as much as you can so that you can help them. Just as the Gemara talks about and mentions the idea of adjusting a load, helping a load, lightening a load for your fellow, for your friend. V'haftal teaches that in any way we can, we should help our friends and lighten the loads for them as much as we can every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 78 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.